Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled, Without a Doubt. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we will be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Would you turn this morning to the book of Mark? Mark 11:22, Jesus had just, hours before, spoke to the fig tree, and it dried up from the roots. And when they saw, the disciples saw what had happened, they remarked, and he took it as an opportunity to teach them. And he said, have faith in God. Now, who's the understood subject of that sentence? You have faith in God. And then he went on to say, you have faith in God, for verily I say to you that whosoever, well, would that include you? In other words, you could say like this, if you will say to this mountain, so are you praying in that case? No, you're not praying. Are you talking to yourself? No, you're just talking into the air. No. No, you're talking to an object. Here's a mountain. Well, it maybe it's not a literal physical mountain you need to move, but it's a mountainous problem. It's a great big something that's blocking you and hindering you and in your way and holding you back. You are to speak to it. Could be cancer. Could be a mountain of debt. Could be excess fat, like we were talking about earlier. Could be your past. Could be, any number of things. But you don't just struggle, and you don't just beg God, and you don't just cry and feel sorry for yourself. You stand up. You look the thing in the eye. And you speak to it. Are you with me now? You speak, you say, tumor? No, you don't. You don't live in my body. Not in my body. I command you to die and dry up. Cancer, you can't live in me. You'd be talking to the cancer. Now, I know that sounds odd to a lot of people, but it's just because the church has gotten so far away from the Bible, because this is read the same for century after century. And people decided they had a better way. Oh, no. This is how you have faith in God. You look your problem and blockage, whatever's hindering you, right in the eye. And you speak to it. And you say, you get out of my life. You be removed. And be cast into the sea. But now what's the next part of it? Is that the end of it? If you just look at it and talk to it, that it would happen. No. That's not all there is to it. It's not just saying it. That's a big part of it, but what has to follow up? He said, if you'll say that, be removed, be cast into the sea, and what? And shall not doubt in his heart. Faith is of the heart, not of the intellect. The Bible says, Romans 10, for with the heart man believes, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. That's how you get born again. You believe it in your heart, you confess it and say it with your mouth. But what a lot of people haven't realized, that's how you get in, that's how you get started, but that's also how you live every day. That's how you receive everything. That's how you deal with everything. Just like God. We're created in His likeness and in His image. He conceived something in His heart. You see it back in Genesis 1. And he believed it in his heart. And then he said it with his mouth. Light be. And it became. That's how he operates. And he's teaching and training us to operate like that. Same exact same principle. And that's what Jesus did. Didn't he? He's walking by there. He speaks to that tree. He's not talking to God. He's not talking to the devil. He's not talking to the disciples. He's not talking to himself. He spoke to that tree. He said, tree. Nobody will eat fruit of you from now on. Forever. And walked away. And that tree dried up. From the roots. And when they looked at it, they thought, wow. What did he do to that tree? He didn't hit it, did he? No. He didn't have an axe? No. What did he do? He just spoke to it. I saw him. And it obeyed. And they thought, wow, Jesus, there's that tree you spoke to. Look at it. It's deader than a doornail. Look at it. And what did he say? Did he say, yes, I'm the Son of God. And I can do those kind of things. But don't you try this at home. Now, that some version of that is what a lot of seminaries teach. And what a lot of people hear in their churches. Well, Jesus can do it. Jesus. And if you could talk him into a notion of speaking to it for you. Oh, yeah. So you got a whole lot of begging. Please, Jesus, please. Jesus, if you could only see your way to do something for me. Please, please. You got begging and begging and begging. Now, if the Lord had told us to do that, then it'd be okay to do it. He didn't tell us to do that. He told us to stand up and brush yourself off and look the thing in the eye and speak to it and say, I command you, get out of my life. And not doubt in your heart. But believe that what you say will come to pass. Then what did he say would happen? You will have whatever you said. It's not just saying it that gets it done. You got to believe that what you said is coming to pass and not doubt in your heart about it. So is he telling them and us that we could do what he did with that tree? Now, a lot of Christians, a lot of ministers will say, oh, no. But he did. That's what he said right here when he said, you have faith in God. You could speak not just to that tree, you could speak to that mountain. In fact, that's the way Matthew records it. Matthew 21, he talks about it that way. He said, if you'd have faith and not doubt, you could not only do that which was done to the fig tree. So is he telling them they could have done that? But also you could speak to this mountain. He's telling them you can do what I just did. It's sad. Millions of Christians do not believe that statement. But did he, you got to make up your mind what you believe. Did he tell them and us that we could do what he did? Not only that we could, but he's telling us that's what you do. And the scripture said, you know, he that believes on me, the works that I do, shall he do also. And even greater works than these shall he do. Why? Because he went on. If he'd have stayed, the works would have just kept getting greater and greater. But he left. He paid the price for our sins. And he's at the right hand of the Father right now. But he didn't leave us alone. He sent the Holy Spirit. And he's in us. And he's on us. And he gave us the authority of his name. All right? He gave us the helmet of salvation. He gave us the breastplate of righteousness. Loins girt about with truth. Feet shod with the preparation of the gospel. He gave us the shield of faith. He gave us the sword of the Spirit.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
And then told us to sit down because we couldn't do anything, that he'd have to do everything. So we go clink, 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 and sit down and go, please, Jesus, do something for me. Please, please, please. Are you all armored up just to beg night and day?
No.
Huh? But that's what the church has been taught to do. What do? Beg. Just beg God, beg, beg, beg. And he'll get tired of hearing it probably and say, okay, all right, hush, I'll do it. No. What does it mean? All dressed up. And what? You're supposed to use that shield of faith. You're supposed to use that sword of the Spirit. You're supposed to do something. We're supposed to stand. Stand. And having done all, stand. Believe. Lay hold of it with your faith long as it takes. Resist doubt. Cast down fear. Every thought and everything that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, grab it and throw it down and say, no, no, no. God said this. That's all I'm believing. That's all I see, it's all I say. Without a doubt. Because doubt's what can mess it up. So we've been talking about that now for a few weeks. And I want us to go on today. He said in James, let me read this to you. You don't have to turn there. But in James, he talked about if you need wisdom, ask of God and he would give to all men liberally. But he said, ask, this is the New Living, be sure that you really expect him to answer. For a doubtful mind is as unsettled as a wave of the sea. People like that should not expect to receive anything from the Lord. They can't make up their minds. And they waver back and forth in everything they do. Now, the reason we're talking so much about this without a doubt, because doubt can mess it up. You can come here and get pumped up in the service and get excited about the will of God. You can pray a good prayer. You can pray a prayer of faith and release your faith. You can make a good confession and believe what you said. But 3 days later, get to wondering about it and questioning it and open your mouth and start doubting and questioning and undo what you said. Undo what you prayed. Doubt can ruin it. Doubt can mess it up and keep you from getting results. You know, cancer alone is not enough to do you in. Or diabetes or high blood pressure or AIDS or whatever it is. None of those things in and of themselves are so big and terrible and powerful that they can destroy you and nothing can be done. It's like sin. I had a fellow one time that was helping me in a certain area. I was hiring him part-time for something as a professional, and he didn't purport to be a Christian. And I noticed he was a little uncomfortable around me, and I knew what he was thinking, some things he was doing with his life. And so I just told him, we were riding an elevator down one time. I just looked at him. I said, you know, there's nobody in hell for smoking and drinking and doing drugs. He looked at me like, Really? I said, yeah, you know, there's nobody in hell for adultery or any kind of sexual sin or perversion or lying or stealing. His eyes got wider. He's like, boy, I heard you were different, you know, but woo. He said, is that right? I said, yeah, that's right. I said, what do you mean? I said, well, Jesus has already paid the price for all those sins. So we don't have any more a sin problem. We got faith issues.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled Unpersuadable, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R1104F. That's R1104F, and the message will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.